BBC vows to proactively deploy AI as viewer backlash mounts. By Simon Kent on March 26, 2024. The head of UK taxpayer-funded BBC has big plans for the national broadcaster with an enthusiastic deployment of artificial intelligence, AI, topping the to-do list. In an address to the Royal Television Society on Tuesday, Director General Tim Davie laid out the future direction of the BBC and its role for the UK, which he revealed would embrace new technology in all its forms. "We will proactively deploy AI on our terms, always holding on to our published principles," he said. "Never compromising human creative control, supporting rights holders and sustaining our editorial standards, but proactively launching tools that help us build relevance." Davie added the near 100-year-old institution is now working with a number of major tech companies on BBC-specific pilots, the most promising of which would be deployed in the coming months, Variety reports. "The broadcaster's ambition for AI is significant," claimed Davie, who said they wanted to use it too in the fact-checking of sources, translation and reformatting, while offering more tailored services. "Supporting this, we are developing unique ethical algorithms that dramatically increase personalization but are not simply driven by the narrowing of an individual's recommendations," he said. "We want to keep other factors in play like serendipity, curiosity, and an interest in what our BBC editors may judge to be important stories." Davie's public ambitions for AI came barely 1 week after the BBC said it will stop using AI for Doctor Who promotion after receiving complaints from viewers. The BBC's marketing teams used the tech as part of a small trial to help draft some text for two promotional emails and mobile notifications, according to its complaints website, which was intended to highlight Doctor Who programming on the BBC. But the corporation received complaints over the reports that it was using generative AI, it added, per a Deadline report. "We followed all BBC editorial compliance processes and the final text was verified and signed off by a member of the marketing team before it was sent," the BBC said. "We have no plans to do this again to promote Doctor Who." The BBC didn't say how many complaints it received, but they are likely to have been in a sufficient number to spark the immediate public backdown. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.